What's going on, Real Ass fans? This is the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, Luis J. Gomez. Did you know that we do this show live twice a week, every Monday and Wednesday at 12 noon Eastern? You can watch the show live exclusively at GasDigitalNetwork.com. Gas Digital members not only get the live stream, but you also get the video version of the show, live chat, archived episodes, plus brand new episodes 5 days before they go to Google Play, iTunes, or anywhere else. We've also got a bunch of other great shows on the network, like The Joss the Show, Legion of Skanks, Bruce Buffer's It's Time, and brand new, starting right now, Believe You Me, with UFC middleweight champion Michael the Count Bisping. That's GasDigitalNetwork.com. When you check out, use the promo code RAP, and you save $1 on monthly membership. Plus, you get a 14-day free trial to see if you like it. That's just $6 per month. That's GasDigitalNetwork.com. Promo code RAP when you check out. And even if you can't subscribe for the exclusive content, you can still help us out by going to iTunes right now, subscribing for free for the audio version, leaving us a positive review and a 5-star ranking. Thanks for listening. Keep being a real ass dude.
The Roastmasters is now a podcast. New York City's best young comedians deliver verbal beatdowns on each other.
Two men injured, one man lead.
Live every week from the Stand Comedy Club and Restaurant.
You knocked him down. Why don't you try knocking me down?
With your host, Luis J. Gomez. And house judges Big J. Okerson and Rich Voss. Plus special surprise guests every single week. Subscribe now on iTunes, Google Play, YouTube, and wherever else you find podcasts.
This is the Real Ass Podcast. Here's your host, Luis J. Gomez.
Oh, shit. Here we go. It's another Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Luis J. Gomez, with the international superstar, Zach Amico.
Hello, friend.
What's up, niggas? Shit's happening today. What a day. The fucking 19th or 20th of June.
Yeah.
Wow. We're fucking out.
One of those days is happening.
It's Monday. Doesn't Monday make you feel like fucking like, wow, dude, let's get this week rocking and rolling, baby?
I mean, no. But yeah, I'm glad it does for you.
Yeah.
You know, just another manic Monday, that's like good for me. Yeah. I'm a manic personality.
Do you play that song to start the day?
It's just another manic Monday.
I can see you doing that.
Whoa, whoa. You are always busy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like yesterday, I was hosting at the Stand, and every time I came out, you were always on your phone. And when you were hosting at the Stand, in between comics, you were getting calls at the right time and on your phone the whole time.
Yeah.
It's
I don't stop.
You don't stop.
I literally don't stop.
You don't even stop to talk to your friends.
Don't stop. Yeah. I stopped having friends.
Yeah.
When I started having a career, that's what I decided. I don't have friends. I have associates and people who could help me out.
Oh. So
right, Zach?
You just closed the friend list. It was like you're done making.
Well, here's the thing. What can friends do for you? Here's what friends do for you. They make you feel good, right?
Sure.
So I've eliminated all of the hugs and the fucking, hey, you're cool shit, right? Like, who cares about all that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now my friends, in order to make me feel good, they have to be able to help me in the industry.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So it's same thing.
You should move to L.A.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. I wish I could.
Yeah.
Great show planned today. Two incredible guests. You know, usually, as you guys know, the theme of the show is I invite two white friends in, and we just have a nice white male conversation. Nick, I don't really know what you are, but we're going to just assume you're white for today's show.
I'm a dirty Arab.
Don't say that. Don't be so hard on yourself.
I'm a dirty.
Nick, he's giving you an upgrade.
Nick Youssef joins the show in town from Los Angeles. Very happy to have you here, buddy.
Thanks, dude.
Also, first time I'm ever podcasting with this guy. This guy's a fucking close friend of mine.
One time we did... Oh, I'll let you finish.
No, God, you interrupted me. It was for a reason.
We did one of the very first Legion of Skanks in Toronto, and you guys were doing it on like one mic and all shouting into it.
And Caitlin Bailey was there, right?
Yeah.
Unreleased episode.
Yeah. Oh, that makes sense.
We never released that episode.
I can't imagine the sound quality.
It was so bad.
Yeah. How many times has that sentence been said? Caitlin Bailey was there. Unreleased episode.
Graham Kay joins the show. Graham, very happy to have you here, buddy.
Thank you very much.
You're a good buddy of mine, and I'm happy to have you. You're Canadian. Moved to New York, moved to L.A., back to New York. Now, what's going on with you? Where are you? What's your deal?
I moved here 3 weeks ago. I got my green card, baby. And
that's it. For weed. You get high now, legally.
Yeah, that's it.
That's a new green card. It's 2017. Nobody cares about your fucking citizenship, Graham.
Well, our president does.
Whatever.
I almost didn't get in because of that, because I got arrested in New York like 8 years ago.
For smoking weed?
For weed?
No. For
heroin.
I raped a child.
Rape, murder.
And heroin.
Wow.
And I was holding weed while I was...
What'd you get arrested for?
I was making fun of somebody for doing graffiti, and it was like 4 a.m, and I was like, we're almost 30, you idiot.
Did you know this person?
Yeah. And I grabbed their marker, and I showed them my tag from ninth grade, and then two unmarked police cars showed up, plainclothes, didn't announce themselves, started beating us up. And I thought they were strangers.
They didn't start beating you up.
Well, they grabbed me from behind and started slamming my face against the grate that was pulled down over a store. And then she was a lesbian, so they thought she was a boy, and they picked her up and threw her, and she went way farther than they thought because she was a girl.
Were they WWE wrestlers? They climbed to the top rope and crashed
her.
Channing.
The car. They wanted to be. They were definitely were driving around, let's fucking beat up some hipsters.
Is this a big boss man?
No, they were jocks like with badges looking to like beat up hipsters.
And you were that fucking hipster.
Yeah, and then they said I was resisting arrest because I didn't know who they were, and then I got charged with that too, and I was in jail for 3 days.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Did they not announce they were cops at any point?
Not at all. And I got off because there's like, you know, security camera footage or whatever, and they just shows two large men go up behind and start beating a girl and a guy up from behind.
Yeah, but
wow.
That's crazy. All right, so, but did you end up suing the city or anything?
No, I don't. I mean, I ended up paying the city $800 as a fine to get my thing expunged.
You're a fool, dude. You sue now. This is 2017. Yeah. You smoke weed and you sue.
I was, for the sake of this podcast, this is art, so nothing I'm saying is real. I was here illegally, and like, well, I was a tourist. And I wasn't supposed to be here as long as I was.
Yeah,
I wasn't actually there illegally. Now, and again, this is just fiction. This is like
I remember
a podcast.
When I used to sell comedy club tickets, you said tourists, and it reminded me, like, anytime, right after 9/11, I was selling comedy club tickets on the streets of New York City.
Good time.
And I would go up.
That's the time when you would start.
But I would go up, and tensions were very high. Like, not as high as they are now with, like, Arab people and Muslims, but, like, pretty fucking high right now, right after 9/11. It's crazier now. Like, you would think right after 9/11 it would be the absolute worst, but, like, people are, like, fucking really, like, you know, openly racist now. People have more of a voice in 2017 than they had in 2001.
Yeah, Trump guy's in there now.
Yeah. But also just the ability to speak to each other and use Facebook and Twitter and have it, you know, and Reddit and anonymous YouTube comments
people,
and all this other
people
shit.
People can be mean online and honestly. Yeah.
But, you know, so, but I remember I would go up to people. I would go up to, like, Arab people and try to sell them comedy club tickets. And I remember a few times this happened, and I would ask them if they were a tourist, but they heard terrorist.
Oh, man.
And they would get very offended. It happened, like, 4 or 5 times, I remember.
Oh,
I'm
going to
stop
so
asking
funny.
This question.
But it's also, you have, like, sort of New York accents. You're like, tourist.
Yeah.
They're, you know.
There's
no two. You're doing one syllable for the first bit.
My son's mother
I wanted to
here.
Know if you were a San Niger.
Yeah.
my son's mother says a tour. Very, like, it's a tour. You're not fuck. It's a one syllable word. It's a tour.
Yeah.
You want to, you know, not a tour. Tour.
Well, I don't say tour.
Yeah, you do. Like,
you
fucking,
you
like,
go tour.
Like you're a fucking.
Are you a tourist?
Tour.
Are you a tour? Hey, hey. It's September 12th.
You're speaking like you're the fucking, like you're the Prince of Wales. Hey, hello. Would you like to go on a tour? I'm from Canada. We must go on a tour.
Were you angrily trying to give away comedy tickets too? Were you like, you tourists?
What up, tourists?
Yeah.
You for
come
sure.
On he was
show.
Trying to angrily sell them.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I really did, but I was good at it. I was very good at selling comedy tickets.
You're a good salesman, but even more impressive back then, I don't know if you guys knew Lewis back then. He didn't smell very well, and he was wearing Django jeans for sure.
Django?
No.
Yeah.
Django and chain jeans. It was really weird. You said the N-word up and down the legs. They were pretty cool. JNCOs? I didn't wear JNCOs when JNCOs, I was 20.
That's what I was. JNCOs.
Yeah. No, so JNCOs were already out of style. I only wore JNCOs in like the ninth grade, okay?
Yeah.
And
in 2001, they were out of style.
They were fucking out by then. You know,
I had JNCOs.
Yeah, it had been 18 months since you put on a pair of JNCOs.
How old are you, Nick?
I just turned 35.
We're literally the exact same age. I just turned 35 April 1st. What's your birthday?
May 3rd.
Boom. We're like the exact. All right, so we're the same generation.
Yeah.
Tool fan. You know what? Fuck it. Let's get into this. This is interesting. This is our fucking generation. How old are you?
I just turned 36.
Wow.
Yeah, like a week
ago.
Zach,
can you leave?
Zach, how old are you?
I'm 29.
He's a little too young for this conversation. Yeah, we're about to have an adult, and Shannon's
still
like 40.
A kid.
So she can be like the mom in the room.
No, you know what? I actually turned 35 a week ago, and you never wished me happy birthday.
Was it your birthday?
Yeah.
Why didn't I know that?
I don't know. You don't care about me.
Shannon, I fucking love you more than I love my own fucking son. Are you kidding me? Why don't I know your birthday, Shannon?
It was 10 days ago.
You're my personal assistant.
Angry at her.
Hold on. No. This is ridiculous. There's two separate people in my life. There's three people, actually. There's Shannon, the producer. Mm-hmm. There's Shannon, my friend. And then there's Shannon, my personal assistant. Okay? Mm-hmm. So right now, I need to speak to Shannon, my personal assistant. Can you summon her?
Yes, she's here.
Shannon, why didn't you put in my calendar that my friend Shannon's birthday was 10 days ago? You fucking fool.
You know what? That's a good point.
You foolish idiot. I would have gotten her a gift. You could have taken my credit card and bought her a fucking gift.
I'm sorry.
Shannon doesn't seem to like Shannon very much. She's not really helping her out. Yeah.
Is there maybe a jealousy thing? I don't even know.
Is Shannon jealous of Shannon?
Shannon, can you do me a favor? Can you send Shannon some flowers or something?
Okay, I'll get on that.
Please, because now I feel bad. Okay. All right. Shannon, my producer, can come back now.
Shannon, we're both Geminis. Tell Shannon.
All right, stop trying to fuck Shannon. Stop trying to fucking put that big old...
Trying to have a three-way with both Shannons.
Yeah. It's four Shannons.
Or a four-way, yeah. You and three Shannons.
Yeah. All right, let's get some plugs out of the way, and then let's talk about our generation.
Oh, yeah. Is this Tool?
Fuck yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Awesome. 46 and 2.
But it's Arab Tool. No, this is fucking great. I love Tool, dude.
Yeah, for the best.
I grew up on Tool, Nine Inch Nails, Marilyn Manson. That's my shit, dog.
I used to love Marilyn Manson.
Yeah. I was like a little fuck. I was a little faggo when I was in the ninth grade, 10th grade.
I like the Misfits.
Really?
I still like the Misfits.
I feel like nobody actually liked the Misfits. Everyone just liked the Misfits logo.
Misfits.
Yeah, it was like an immediate way to show that you were like, you know, anti-authority, rebellious.
Yeah.
I ain't taking no shit.
I can't name a single Misfits song.
I like that 50s rock and roll that's sped up and mean.
Is that what it is?
Yep. And the guy's
same
like,
as Ramones. It's just 50s rock.
It stinks. Yeah. I've said this before. Punk rock sucks.
No.
All of it, basically, yeah.
No.
In every iteration of punk rock, it's kind of blown.
Really?
Metal is for suburban nerds who aren't exposed to other things.
No, metal is for fucking dope ass dudes. No.
Yeah, metal's for fucking badass.
Yeah, real.
Every
ass dudes.
Person I'm who's sorry. Into metal always had like a trench coat and no
That's
friends.
Not true.
No, not at all.
I had friends and I had no trench coat. I was just fucking dope, dude. You know? Like punk rock was more identity driven, right? Punk rock was more of a thing. Like you dress punk rock. You can be a metalhead and you don't have to dress metal. Like I'm a metalhead. You don't know that I like metal by looking at me. You look at me like this guy's a spick.
This guy's
a criminal.
Not at all. I look at you and I go, that's a metalhead.
Or fucking, you know.
No, you don't dress hip hop at all.
No, but you still wouldn't assume that I'm a metalhead, would you?
I
kind of dress like Phil Anselmo.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised, but you could go either way.
Yeah.
But yeah, you are right about metalheads. They don't always kind of have like a distinct look, you know?
They
Some
grow
do.
Out of it. When you're a kid, you do, but you kind of grow out of it, right? You know, maybe I guess everybody does, but punk rock was I feel like it was more about the thing than it was about the music.
No. Yeah, because the music's not really complicated.
But but rock and roll is supposed to be more about like sex. And like that's what it's about.
That's weird, Graham. That's not what it's about. It's about
it's
guitars
about trying to...
and drums and bass, and then playing together, and you listen to it and going, "Oh, that sounds good." I respect that. You know, when you watch a comic that you love, like you watch Bill Burr, and you're like, "Fuck, dude, how does he do that?"
Yeah.
That's what I think when I see Tool. Yeah. I'm like, "Whoa, dude, that drummer is crazy."
Yeah.
When I see
comedy...
the Ramones, I'm going like, "Oh, I know how they do that. They're talentless."
It's comedy is economy of words. You go out, you say what you want, you get in, get out. You don't all this flower and stuff and tell a large story with like one punchline
tell
in it.
Tell Eddie Izzard
and watch somebody jack off, you know? That's what like
yeah, punk
metal
would be
is
the equivalent of when you see somebody do a really simple joke and you're like, "Fuck, I can't believe I couldn't have thought of that."
Yeah, and it's so good.
No, but we can think of that. That's the idea. Punk is more like the joke that everyone thinks of. Punk is like the hack, like, like, oh, really, guys?
This what we're bringing to the table? That's what you
were exposed to.
That would be more pop. That's music.
Yeah.
The thing everyone...
I respect pop music more, like the layers and like a producer that can fucking come in and take all of these sounds and come up with something unique and write something for another person and take that person's voice and put it all together and like, it's pretty fucking incredible. Yeah, I'm just not impressed with the Ramones. They can suck a dick, dude. I really mean that.
Well, you're at
the Misfits.
I think you're right when it comes to like punk being more about like the identity and the more the rebellion, you know, than the actual like composition of the music. Like I don't know, there's not a lot of punk that I could sit there and be like, wow, I can't believe the arrangements and how they put this together and like.
Or you want to listen to it. I can't imagine being like, oh, I want this to be on.
But you haven't listened to any.
Yes, I have listened.
Talking about the Ramones.
You are a moron.
I don't like rock and roll music because Elvis stinks.
I don't think
I don't like hip hop because of Jay-Z. Terrible.
Listen to me, Graham. Do you think I haven't heard punk music before in my life? I was in a band growing up, Salty Black Flower.
Black Flower.
Oh, you're in a band.
Well. Yeah. Let's get some plugs. We're gonna get into this because you're fucking now. You're ruffling my feathers, Graham. You do that to me, which is that's why I like having you on the show already.
I want examples of really good punk that's not like that. Just rebellion. Identity.
Yeah, we'll get into it. We'll play it right now, Zach. This could be team punk. This is team metal, bitch. Yeah. Right now on the Real Ass Podcast. Punk versus metal. White versus white. White power. White power. I try to get a white power chant
started.
You guys are
the ethnics, right?
Which is another thing. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
That the ethnics are liking the metal music and these fucking white guys are into the punk.
Yeah. That's kind of how it goes. I know a lot more ethnic metalheads than like...
Ethnic punk rock people. Because you want to know why? Yeah. Because ethnics work hard.
Yeah.
We don't want to do the easy way out, which is what punk rock represents.
No, it's true. You're right.
Graham, what do you got to plug?
Well, this is a perfect time to plug my podcast about autism. I have a podcast called Autastic, and it's if you have a family member or you have a kid or something and you're going to kill yourself, listen to our podcast. You'll be fine. I have an autistic brother. My co-host has a severely autistic son.
Oh, my God. Can you make this sound any more of a boring podcast?
I also can't tell if you're serious or not.
He is serious.
I'm serious. You do? Oh, okay. We are ranked number 4 in the self-help category in iTunes.
Why do you... podcast? But, Graham, here's the thing. You're so fucking funny and personable. Why is it when you... A lot of comics do this. This isn't just Graham. This is a comedian thing that we do, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Whenever we go into the plug side of things, when we have to be a salesperson, right? Yeah.
This is good advice, actually.
You become uncomfortable because that's the problem. You're not a salesperson. You feel uncomfortable selling yourself. So you get asked to plug. We have this amazing song on right now, not a punk rock song, but a great metal song.
Sure.
Right. We have a moment where you know you could plug your shit and then you shut down and you're like, it's this thing. You should listen to it at one point. Instead of taking the moment and being like, boom, this is the fucking autastic.
You're right.
We talk about kids who can't make eye contact. Is your kid not able to pay attention to his schoolwork?
You're right.
Do you love fidget spinners? We're doing reviews. You need to go fucking crazy, dog.
Yeah, you're right. That's
right.
Listen to Graham's podcast. I wouldn't want to listen to that podcast.
That's why I couldn't tell if you were kidding because you're like, it's about this, about that. I'm like, your tone changed so
it
much.
It just seems so weird that... like in the context we were talking about.
Right.
And then I thought that he was going to make fun of me. So I was getting ready for that.
Yeah, of course. Of course I'm going to make fun of you.
Instead he lifted you up and inspired you.
He's underneath it all, he's actually a friend.
Autastic. You know?
He's on his
guys,
phone, but
fucking go watch Autastic.
Who's the friend that you do it with?
His name's Kirk Smith.
Oh yeah, I know Kirk Smith. So Nick, anything to plug, my friend?
I have a podcast about paraplegics. Mm. No, that's not true. I do have a new... I started...
It's called Walk-tastic.
Roll-tastic, actually. Okay. It's called Nick America, and it's about me figuring out my ethnic identity through conversations with other immigrants.
Ethnics.
Other ethnics and immigrants and minorities of whatever kind. Because I've spent a lot of years just being a shitty person in terms of my culture and where I come from.
Me too. I have none.
Shunning it and sort of like just
not dealing with it.
White power, man.
White power.
I'm with you. I get it.
Yeah, and in like a responsible way, you know? And now that I'm like in my mid-30s and my parents are older, I'm kind of just like where...
Yeah.
And the political climate and shit, I was like, this would be a good time to like explore where I am, who I come from. Or I'm sorry, who I am, where I come from, that kind of shit.
Interesting.
So I've been having all the ethnic comics and just interesting people that I know from those backgrounds. And we just sit down and go... Where are you from? What was childhood like? How do you feel about, you know, the world right now, the state of affairs? And then just whatever else. If they have funny, cool stories. It gets kind of serious sometimes. It's funny. It's like everything in between.
You could have me on. Talk about being an ethnic, being Canadian, and
dealing
with this, being an immigrant.
You can't
count as a fucking immigrant. You are
an immigrant.
Yeah, I'm an immigrant.
It would be so funny to have you and like an Indian, Pakistani, or wherever, you know.
Yeah.
And then your stories where they're like, and then I was just called awful names, and you're like, I just walk around the streets and everything's fine. People high five me.
Canadians, I feel like we are pretty openly discriminatory against.
Sure.
Canadians are like New Jersey. Like New Jersey, we have no problem. Like if you find out from Jersey, people tell you, because I was born in Jersey, people go right to your face and be like, oh, Jersey, it fucking sucks. Your mom must be a fucking pig, huh?
Jesus.
Your mom must have a gaping asshole because she's from the fucking Garden State.
And then you just tell them, no, she's dead.
Yeah. It's even more gaping now. It's fucking... Really, depending on how you look at it, she's just a giant asshole now.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, yeah.
What have I done?
It's like, if you think about the way the body rots, technically, if you look at it, it could be rotting from the asshole outward.
Technically.
And then it becomes, that's where it starts?
I think
yeah, yeah, and then it just becomes the asshole.
Never has a more incorrect use of the word technically been ever used.
I think technically. If we're speaking scientifically, the body rots asshole out.
What? Wait, 1 second, Dr. Gomez.
But no, you get what I'm saying, though, right? Like,
no, actually, I don't really.
Once the body completely decomposes, do you think?
I can't just say technically.
How long has my mom been dead?
I don't know.
Does the body ever completely decompose? I asked a room of people that don't know me
Now I'm sad.
How long my mom has been dead? And Nick answered literally, I don't know.
I hope a while, because you're making a lot of jokes. I hope it wasn't a week ago. Because this would be really
How long does it take a body to decompose completely, wholly?
It's got
to
be years, right?
Oh, man.
Shannon, look that up for after
the
music's
over. To where they
open
the coffin and there's just, like, nothing?
These are crazy plugs.
There'll be bones there forever.
You think so? Forever? Well, no, because they mummify mummies.
Right.
It's not. I didn't mean to mummify my mum.
They were digging up a... You sound very Canadian there. I didn't mean to mummify my mum.
Can I get her mummified?
Yeah. But they'll in like England, they'll like dig up an old building or whatever, and then they'll find like some king, his bones and stuff.
But I feel like those are fossils now. Once they're fucking underneath the
Bones. They're bones.
Underneath the earth.
They're not fossils.
Fossil fuels?
No.
Is that how they make oil?
Do they bury?
That is how they make
technically.
Oil.
Technically speaking, that's how they make car fuel.
Mm-hmm. So
dead
all
kings.
Oil is made
that's what this. That's what the studio's running on right now is dead king bones.
It takes 8 to 12 years if the body is not embalmed. A few years longer if it's embalmed.
So decomposed completely, meaning disappeared.
If it's not embalmed. Yeah.
Okay, my mom is gone. This bitch is just a giant asshole now.
Don't call her that.
She's gone. She can't hear me. She decomposed from her ear out. It's just a giant ear now. That's all she can hear. She's hearing me forever.
It's an ass and ear? Oh, boy.
Zachy.
Twitter and Instagram, Zach is not funny, roast battling Kim Congdon next Tuesday at The Stand. And New York City Zombie Crawl July 2nd in Brooklyn, starting at the Charleston, going to Brooklyn Bazaar. I'm hosting the after party with Everything is Terrible. Very excited.
What's the zombie crawl?
It's like we have like 500. It's a bar crawl, and we all dress as zombies.
They dress as zombies.
It's very stupid.
That's actually pretty cool.
It's very metal, not very punk rock. Anyway,
it is more metal than punk.
Nerdy. Here's the deal, guys. It's Skank
more
Week.
Nerdy.
You know what that means, motherfuckers? VIP pass holders for Skank Fest get into a bunch of comedy clubs: New York Comedy Club, Stand Up New York, The Standing Room, late shows at The Stand, The Creek and Cave, and more all week. All you got to do is reserve. If you have a VIP pass, you guys can get into all these shows for free, including the Roastmasters, which is every Tuesday night at 10:30 p.m. I host it. The house judges are Big J. Okerson, Rich Voss. We have surprise special guests every single week. Artie Lang popped in last week. Anthony Cumia popped in last week. Michael Che popped in last week. You never know who's going to come by the Roastmasters. For real-ass podcast fans, you can get free tickets by using the promo code RAP at thestandnyc.com if you want to get tickets to any of them, including Zach and Kim Cogman. Zach's going to defend my honor. fucking Kim Kong did fuck me up in that roast battle. So, thank you, Shannon, for making it sound seamless. Also, guys, July 29th, myself, Dave Smith, co-headlining Laugh It Up Poughkeepsie. And also make sure you check out my Mixed Martial Arts podcast with UFC champion Michael Bisping every Monday, 3:30 p.m. Eastern, live here on the Gas Digital Network, out at midnights on Mondays, at Luis J. Gomez on Twitter, at Gomez Comedy, Instagram, GomezComedy.com for everything else.
Do you ever sleep? That's like a fucking million things.
Yeah, I don't
stop, bitch. He's crazy. He's
I don't fucking stop.
I also didn't plug at Graham K. Comedy. On social media.
Shannon, edit that out.
God damn it.
Edit that out.
Producer Shannon.
Don't edit
that
out at Nick Youssef. Oh my God, it's fun. Twitter and Instagram, nickyousef.com for all details and gigs. And
Producer Shannon, just edit out the Instagram.
Yeah, my website's at Graham, or it's Graham, Comedy by the Graham. Jeez, I don't even know.
Well. Yeah. So, we're from a different generation.
I'm never going to make it.
Okay, we're all 35 years old, 36 years old in the room right now. Okay, this is it, you know. Mm-hmm. We were from, does that still happen today? I feel like there is not that was almost like in our time the cliques, like in high schools, were like a very real thing. There was the jocks, the homie G's, the skater kids, the metalheads. Like there was even like little subdivisions of like metalheads, punk rock, goth. Like kids. I went to a very large high school, like 600, you know, 600 kids in each class, right? Yeah, there was the preps. Then there was fucking
Asians.
Oh yeah, Asians.
Called them the slams.
To a degree, that's true. They did hang out with each other.
They really did.
They did.
Well, that was probably the only.
Spoke the same language. I heard.
Yeah. They started their own language.
Yeah, they started their own when they came.
That's how good they are at everything. Yeah, we're gonna start a click and a language
based on math.
Right.
Did they? I mean, do they have that today now? Are kids
Asians? They're still here.
Are they really?
Yeah, there's a lot more than ever. Thriving. It's a problem. Right.
No, I'm talking about. Do they have cliques now? Are there? Do they subcategorize groups like that? Is each lunch table different now? Because I feel like that was definitely from our generation. I feel like there's music isn't the same way that it was. Like now it's like
hip hop dominates.
Yeah, hip hop. Like everybody likes hip hop.
It's like the 50s again. Everyone's listening to like
what?
Rock and roll.
Everyone's
and
loving nobody, black people. What?
Yeah, no, it's just like the 50s. We got more water fountains than ever. Twice the amount of water fountains.
But yeah, I mean,
I don't know if there are like cliques that there used to be, but they're probably just newer, different, and then even smaller. There's all these like, you know, like super, super niche like things that you've never even like heard of, you know, that are within the hip hop genre.
Well, I almost feel like because back then, you know, you were like, it was, you needed to have that click to kind of share ideas with like-minded people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You kind of don't need that anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like now I can go home and go online and go into a Reddit group and then have my like-minded friends.
Yeah.
And then fucking in school, what the fuck do I need to dress like a fucking Marilyn Manson fan in order to identify with other people?
I'm sure it's the same.
You think it's the same?
Because I think you would dress like that anyway if you're on those Reddit groups and do it. And then you go to school and you go, hey, you're wearing similar shit. Let's chill and talk.
Did you dress
about
like
Reddit
an idiot when you were a kid?
Oh, for sure.
You dressed like, because I was like, you know, eyeliner, long hair, purple and green in my hair.
I can't imagine.
I swear it was great.
I had a mohawk that, well, first, you know how like in the 90s there was that step cut, you know, where you'd shave it up.
Yeah.
And then you'd grow your hair out long and like part down the middle.
Yeah, the backyard wrestler.
Yeah, that thing, yeah. So I had that, and it went all the way down to, like, my neck. And then I cut that and then had a mohawk that I would just dye every, like, 2 or 3 days.
So, yeah, we were, like, we would have been fucking boys.
We would have been friends in high
school. We would have been in a band together.
Yeah.
Like our own ethnic version of Nine Inch Nails, Nine Inch Niggers.
Oh, my God.
That's what we were called.
Most are.
Wow. That's good.
Yeah.
That's fun. We're having fun.
So you were fucking... You were like that. That's how I was too. And I wasn't, but I didn't fit into that category of metalhead. The metalheads were kids. They didn't like me and my friends. My kids were like almost like an out.
Your kids.
Me and my boys. Mm-hmm. What did I say?
My call kids. Them my kids?
I'm fucking high. Yeah. I want to get more.
Kissy little
That's
guys.
That's how Puerto Rican he was. He had kids when he was
I had children. Yeah.
He was 12 and had a 4-year-old.
Me and my friends.
He slept
like,
in a drawer.
The kids that I hung out with. We were like outsiders, right? Yeah. So there was like, we were like, let's say there was the umbrella of like the rock and roll, like metal, like there's that whole umbrella, which would be like subcategorized into like punk,
By the way, you're wearing a Johnny Cash shirt, which is very punk rock. That's way more punk rock than metal.
No, dude. I fucking beat up a faggot who was wearing this, and I took it from him. And then I came on it, and I wore it anyway.
That's how metal I am. That's actually pretty
gay. That's how metal I am.
Kind of gay.
I came on the shirt.
I beat this guy up. I'm going to come on his shirt.
Yeah, and then I wore it.
We're not washing it.
So there was like the punk rock kids. There was the metal kids. Then there were the goths. And then there was like our group, which was more like, you know, we didn't really fit in with any of those people. We were like almost like alternative-y.
Yeah.
Like we kind of like a bunch of like people fit into it.
you were just shunned by every major group.
Yeah, we
were an alternative.
Yeah. Those are just trying to find different ways to say special ed.
Yeah.
Right. Did you fit into
it? We had our own little bus. Came to school in it.
See, you, it's funny, as you seem like you were in like the fucking jock dickhead fucking prep group.
Yeah.
Really? They gave us our own scissors so we wouldn't hurt ourselves.
Yeah. You look like your vibe is like the kind of guy in the hallway where you'd walk by and just shove the kid and be like, quit listening to your Satan music, douchebag.
No, I grew up downtown in Ottawa, which no one knows because you guys are American, but it's like a million people. And the biggest group were all skaters. There were no jocks at my school, none at all.
Really? There was no football team, basketball team?
There were a couple people, everyone made fun of them, but they were completely outnumbered.
It's like Bizarro World?
Whoa. Yeah.
Like all the nerds are walking around and giving jocks wedgies.
It'd be like that now, I would imagine.
If you wanted to get laid, you had to be good at skateboarding or in a punk band or like...
Did you grow up in the future? What the fuck?
Yeah, and then...
Yeah, it was weird. Those cars they used to fly around.
And there were like...
A guy named Biff tried to rape my mom.
I didn't like that part.
I was going to fight that guy off.
And then high school was like 1,800 kids, almost 2,000. And then there, on the one side, like it was like it was always shaded, and then we call it the dark side, and that's where all the goths hung out.
Yeah.
And then we had like a. I remember one day we had for a video class, like a video audio video class, whatever visual. Yeah,
there was no
and
English classes apparently.
We filmed getting in a bunch of vans, like our parents' vans or whatever, and filming we had super soakers full of piss and stuff and water balloons. Whoa. And drove by all the goths and threw like water balloons at them and stuff.
You threw pissy water balloons at the goths.
Yeah, and we filmed it and then our teacher gave us a B. What? The audio visual class.
No, you didn't.
Yeah. That's not true.
Yes. None of that's true.
Yes, it is.
Oh my God.
It is. He thought that they were actors in it or something. We put music to
and
it.
And did the kids at any point be like, hey, that was actually us and there was urine in there?
That was a
please,
crime.
Please
like,
give
them
a D-minus at least.
No, because we'd be like, shut the fuck up.
Shut up, nerds, we're going to piss bomb you.
And there
again,
were also Asians. There was a big Asian gang. And then there was a lot of Filipinos and Koreans and Chinese. But one day, I remember, we had a stabbing. We had a lot of Somalians, too.
What?
We had a bunch of Somalians all of a sudden. Because like
all of
that seems like a slur and it's not.
Yeah, in like the early 90s, America had a big war with Somalia, and then they all came over to Canada. They were like, "Fuck this," and they came over to Canada. So we had like a bunch. Anyway,
we had a huge Ugandan giant problem.
So we had we had a stabbing.
Just running through the streets.
They're too big. You just gotta let them go. You tire themselves out.
Put a
bowl of rice on your head.
Yeah, dude, the Ugandan giants are just taking over, man. It's crazy.
But we had this.
Luckily, my friend had a giant snake. They were all scared of.
That's hilarious. My next door neighbor was African, and his dad was like. Sitting just on the lawn chair. My brother's autistic, and he used to always pick up this garter snake, which is like harmless. And one time he picked up this garter snake and threw it on the guy's lap, and he got up and ran away.
Yeah, of course.
It was terrifying.
Because snakes steal African souls. You don't know that?
So do cameras.
But anyway, we had this stabbing, so the school was like a big square, so they put up cameras on the four corners, and they're like, no more stabbing. We're going to honor
can't
everything.
Can't stab Somalians anymore.
And then we were there was like a big tree and blocking one of the cameras, and then one day like all these I guess a couple of skaters got in were like arguing with like the Asian kids, and one day two vans pulled up and then doors opened like the 80s, and like
a bunch of Asian kids got out with like pool cues and chains and stuff.
Oh shit!
And we're
yeah.
fighting all the skaters with our skateboards and stuff. And then they couldn't see it because of the big tree. They put.
I thought
they
you said because they're slanty eyes.
Yeah, it was night. They can't see at night. Did you know that?
Whoa. No.
Yeah, and then. And it was just I always thought it was really funny because they were like we were like completely outnumbered and people were like help us someone help us and there's like a security guard just like monitoring and just everything looks good you know
so you guys got your asses beat by these Asians
yeah we ran
wow.
away
you ran
well I got Aiden Met was huge and he took on like three and then we all got behind him and then luckily we had skateboards but then we all eventually we just sort of ran away
yeah
no one got really dummied
why don't you skateboard away I feel like that would have been a faster way to do it
well, that, well yeah that's what happened.
Okay.
Yeah.
But then the Asians could just fling their chain at your skateboard.
And they could also yeah. drive after you.
Yeah.
Very poorly.
We split up. Yeah. That's our strategy. Split up. They'll yeah. just smash yeah, yeah, into yeah.
Make them parallel park. 5 an hour.
Right. Oh boy. There's no.
Shit. Yeah. So that's like some small town shit. People are afraid of like cities. Yeah. But you yeah. go to the suburbs. It's just like people like fucking fight and do like crazy shit because they're bored.
Yeah, it's all the drug use and fucking pregnancies and stuff.
There's also like not cops like on every corner. You can't like get into a fight in New York City. If you get into a fight in New York City, you're going to get arrested
yeah.
pretty quickly.
Yeah.
I saw a road rage thing. Pull that up really quick, Shannon. I saw a video of this dude. He had like a fucking, I don't even know, it just starts in the middle of the video and this guy fucking flips out. And I don't know. I'll give you my opinion on the video, you know, after we watch it. But this is some, like, you know, country bumpkin shit. Like, you're out yeah. in the middle of nowhere, and you can just fucking, you know, beat somebody to death if you want. You could mm-hmm. fucking attack them. You could fucking,
yeah.
you know, do whatever you want to them. And it's like, you have to call the cops. Cops have to get there. It's a whole fucking to-do.
Yeah.
You know? In New York City, you could probably get into a fight, like, in Midtown. I'd say a minute before you're going to, like, literally have, like, 20 cops
that
there.
Quickly?
Midtown, yeah, 100%.
Wow.
100%. I mean, I guess...
Yeah, because there's cops hiding everywhere that you don't know about.
There's undercover cops everywhere, dude. Everywhere. There's cameras everywhere in New York City.
Every police station has a cop in it that you can't see.
Yeah, pull up this video, Shannon.
That's scary and comforting at the same time.
This is road rage at its finest.
What?
Here we go.
What's wrong with you? Why are you fucking... What is that? What the fuck is wrong with you? Why are you riding my ass? Because you wouldn't get out of my way with your little car. I don't care you got the WRX. Get the fuck out of here.
You think that
Whoa.
Fucking matters?
You hit him.
Really? I got your license plate.
Call the cops, bitch.
What the fuck is wrong with you, dude?
His license plate just says
You're
north
so
of the wall.
You're so ignorant. Congratulations. You're not acting like it. You're not acting like it. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Like a pussy. Hey,
fuck you, dude.
Just pause it for a second, Shannon.
I'm a combat veteran, is that what he said?
Yeah.
Jesus, man.
Yeah. Those are the people that want to go, I don't know.
It's a hero, man.
Yeah.
I mean, fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, here's the thing, man. At one point, you got to fucking, you don't let a dude smack you in the face in front of your girl a bunch of times.
Well, he's way bigger and he's a combat veteran. You see that guy? I don't want, what's worse, getting hit in the face or getting out of the car, then getting beaten up?
And then getting hit, yeah, more
yeah,
times.
Yeah, more times.
Yeah.
Help!
And you're calling
help,
for your girlfriend to help,
help
you.
Help,
yeah,
help.
Babe, help.
You won't hit a girl. Shield
release
me with
the dog
your,
in the back.
Body.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's a tricky...
The dog just drives away with the girlfriend.
Yeah, yeah,
see
yeah.
you later, pussy.
He just gets in the car, just drives away with her. She's mine now.
Yeah. Babe, I left you for the dog because yeah. he was able to handle business.
Oh, shit. He's a boxer. You are not, apparently.
Right.
Listen to me. That it's better to get beat up in front of your girl.
You think so?
It's better to get. She's videotaping you like a pussy. Like, literally, like, she's videotaping you. You're getting smacked in the face. You're just kind of taking it over and over again.
You got to have some lippy comebacks at the very least.
Keep it going.
You got to laugh if he hits you.
It doesn't hurt at all. Yeah.
And you got to go, hi, combat veteran. No wonder you lost the war. You can't hit.
Get really, like, political.
Yeah, a bunch of... Bunch of toothless Arabs beat you.
Right. That's when he would have gone
right?
to the car.
That's okay to say, right?
I don't even care.
All right, good.
I wouldn't have said that. I
play would've... some more of the video.
Underfunded
Sorry, all your friends died.
No boots. All
right.
Go get his license plate.
Oh, yeah, now go.
Yeah, go get his license plate, baby.
Go get his license plate.
Hey, babe, just take a video of
crazy?
It.
Why are you fucking trying to drive crazy? Why you ran me off the road, faggot?
Why'd you run me off the road,
faggot? We got his license plate. Here we go.
Homophobic.
This chick is more ballsy than him.
They're not even on a paved road.
Here we go. Cool.
Yeah, they're in Colorado in the desert. Look at your
little bitch ass boyfriend. What is wrong with you? You're retarded.
And then she's egging him on.
Control your man, dude. What the fuck is wrong with you?
You bitch!
He didn't do anything. Where you go? There's two trucks in front of us.
Dude, I've been that angry before where you can't speak anymore, where you're just fucking...
You're like, you bitch! Subaru suck! Yeah. You're a bitch! Like, what are you just... You're anything you see.
You know your next comic from Comedy Central?
He's a real brand loyalty here.
God,
If you're that simple-minded, you could have got out of the way.
Simple? You just hit him over a car.
You wanted to go fast.
Dude, leave. Go away. What is wrong with you?
Being
respectful for them.
Fuck you. Running me off the road is being respectful to who?
How?
Who? Who?
I'm not running you off the road.
Big J is pissed.
Are you fucking serious? Are you fucking serious? You fucking ran me off when I was trying to pass you, bitch ass. I was trying to pass you and you didn't like it. You didn't like it because you're a fucking child.
All right. Respecting the other people driving on the road.
What has that got anything to do with the people in front of you, dude?
Everything.
If you have a kid, why are you trying to go to jail for assault, though?
Just myself.
Every time she says another word, he punches him in the head.
Yeah.
Listen, this is funny. I rewind it for literally 5 seconds. This is a really funny moment.
If you have a kid, why are you trying to go to jail for assault, though?
Who goes to jail for assaulting a fucking grown man?
Adults. Are you fucking serious?
Are you dumb? That's attempted in offense, you stupid
100%
bitch.
I kind of get his logic, though. He's like, I hit a man.
A really good example.
What are you talking about?
I'm okay this time.
He's a man. You hit a man in the face when he's acting like a fucking bitch.
Who goes to jail for assault?
I get what he's saying, though. Do you guys get what he's saying?
No.
He's saying that men handle it like men. You don't call the cops for fucking smacking another dude in the face to try to get him to fight you. You just... You know, he either fights you or he fucking walks away from
that. If that guy came up to me and just hit me for no reason, I can't fight him. I'm going to lose. He's a combat vet.
Yeah, he's 300 pounds. Yeah. He's fucking clearly crazy.
He's insane.
Yeah.
I'm going to lose. That's, yeah, but I don't deserve just to get beat up for no reason.
No.
What if you had run
him off the road? Apparently, run him off the road.
Yeah, I don't like that guy's car. I will say that.
You wonder, though, what did happen before that video started. What if that dude was like, fuck this guy in the pickup truck, and he actually did cut him off?
Yeah, what if it's like fucking Mad Max? Him and his girlfriend are like, machetes.
Yeah. He's a fucking redneck. Let's stop him from getting in front of us.
The guy in the back of the car playing guitar.
Right. It would be funny if it was the opposite.
They're fucking pieces of shit.
Yeah.
They're shooting guns in the air.
Yeah, jerking off the dog.
They should not be jerking off.
Just slicing kittens' heads off.
Right. Throwing them out of their Subaru.
We have no idea what happened. That's actually a great point. You don't know what happens before those cameras go on.
What if the situation was the dude in the pickup truck was totally like, you know, even keeled, and he had his family, and he's like, guys, we're going to have a great vacation up in the woods. You know, I really can't wait to spend time with my family. Love you guys very much. And the assholes in the Subaru fucking getting high, throwing bottles out the fucking window. Fuck this pickup driving asshole. He's not getting ahead of us.
Yeah.
And then he got pissed.
I just think the guy's a bad driver. The Subaru's probably a bad driver. And the guy
he was trying to drift. He was like, watch this, babe.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, anybody who gets a Subaru that's like that,
spoiler,
that's under 27 probably is a piece of shit driver.
Yeah.
That's what he does every time he cut him off. It's like, spoiler alert!
If you have a spoiler on one of those cars, you're a douche because you it is not holding down your back wheel with
air
drag.
It's not doing anything.
You don't need
it. And that thing is
only
fucking,
for show.
You could put a swing set in between the fucking
What is that? A spoiler is supposed to, if you're a racer.
It's supposed to push down the back tires if you go really fast so you don't slip because you're going so fast.
But you're not allowed to go that fast if you're just a dude.
Well, that car isn't able to go that fast. And that
also,
spoiler
he obviously
is not,
has no need for speed. He let a dude smack him in the face. Dude, get a fucking Fiat, you
Vin
bitch.
Vin Diesel would not let that happen.
Yeah, there's no way. Yeah. There's no
Paul
way.
Paul Walker would. Because he's rotting from the asshole out.
As Paul Walker is just a giant my gaping asshole right now.
I think that they're both assholes is what it was. The Subaru was probably driving a little bit like a dick, and that guy clearly has some PTSD issues.
Yeah, he does.
That he's not handling, which I kind of feel bad for. But
imagine the white kid in the Subaru looked like you. Yeesh.
What do you mean? Because oh, that would have been. Oh, yeah.
It reminds
yeah.
him of the,
I don't
of
think
the enemy.
Nick looks that Arab, though.
Yeah, yeah. It
you
depends
look
like
an Italian-y, Jewy
yeah,
thing.
It depends on where I am. Here, I get a lot of Italian, Jewish, Puerto Rican. I've gotten a
yeah,
couple
yeah,
of
Yeah, I can see that, Dominican.
L.A., I can be Armenian, Persian. But in Midwest and the South, people, they know I'm not white.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, we know you're not yeah. white.
Yeah.
So Italian's not dude, white. Don't let that, don't get it twisted.
In yeah, Ottawa, yeah. I would think that you were Lebanese.
You would be right.
Mm-hmm.
You would be right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I think they're both assholes for different reasons.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think the, you know, that guy, you can't, I mean, look, you get your ass kicked, you get your fucking ass kicked, dude.
Yeah.
Shannon, let's say you're dating a guy. Be honest about this, okay? You get into an incident like this. There's a guy that's clearly bigger than him. And the guy fucking smacks him in the face. And that this is how he handles it. He takes it and then... You're talking shit, going, yeah, babe, get his license plate. And he's going, hey, man, hey, I'm just, you know, just trying to drive on a Sunday afternoon. Yeah. Do you ever get wet for this guy again?
No.
It's it, right?
Wow. I would at least need him to be like, touch me one more time and see what happens. So at least
just
he
something,
gives
some semblance of there's a
no,
man.
No, that's what he
here.
Says to Shannon. Touch me one more time.
That's a
happens.
Very good question. I forgot we had
which,
a lady.
Which Shannon are you asking this question to?
I'm asking Shannon, my friend.
Friend, okay.
Yeah, I would need the guy to stand up for himself a little bit.
A little bit. Just like a little bit. Like, bro, you fucking touch me again. We're going to see what the fuck happens, bro.
Exactly. Yeah.
But then he's for sure. Okay, but you. Okay, you
but so
but
how
Shannon,
do you feel?
But he smacks him again.
But I have a question. Yeah. But 100% Shannon.
He just starts crying because he doesn't know what to do with the emotion.
He 100%. 100% if he says that, he's going to get hit again. Then what?
Then how do you feel?
I kind of feel like he has to fight.
You got to get out and fight.
But
okay.
Clearly,
gotta fight.
You know your
fight.
You know
a
your
fight.
Boyfriend doesn't fight, and then this guy's three times.
Can
the
we
size.
Ask the Shannon who's not a piece of trash?
That's none of the above.
All for it.
We need a different Shannon to come. You know,
we're gonna do some interviews.
I know. I don't want to be an asshole, but I wouldn't I wouldn't date a guy that couldn't like take care of business.
I get it. I totally get it. And you know what? And I've gotten into fights because of that.
Yeah.
Because I have not gotten into fights because of that, and I've always felt worse not getting into a fight because it sticks with you.
Yeah,
you are so emasculated for like a month. I felt like shit,
because
and I was like, I'd rather just have my
does
nose
the girl
broken.
Make you feel bad? Like
no.
Like, I can't believe you didn't fight that guy.
No. Like no, but like you know.
No, in her mind, dude, doggy, yeah. Listen to me. In her mind, no matter what she says to you, she's going like, fuck, I want a man. On the fucking primitive monkey level, okay?
Yeah.
She's going, ooh, 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 I want to be protected, okay?
The
That's
next
what
video
wants.
On that phone is her sucking another guy's dick.
Doggy, I'm telling you right now, on a primitive level, she wants to be protected, okay? And if right. you strip it all the way, all the bullshit away, right? You know, the reason she's with that guy is because he's got a spinner and a dope car.
Yeah.
And,
right.
Or not a spinner. What do they call it?
I thought
it?
You meant fidget spinner. He's got a fidget spinner.
No, what do they call it? A spoiler. And he's got a fucking fast car. And what does that symbolize to this bitch? That he's got money, that he's the shit, that he's fucking got it, that he's fucking the man, that he can take care of her, right? And then when you strip it all away on the most, you know, basic, simple, primitive level, and somebody smacks him, all that fucking nice paint job disappears. The nice car disappears. All that shit, and he becomes the fucking little ape in Planet of the Apes that bows his head down and puts his hand out and says,
"Now he's wasting his
monkey,
money.
Let me go play."
Yeah.
Right? And fuck that. No one wants to be fucked by that little beta monkey. No woman wants to spread her legs for that little beta monkey. No matter how much she says it, it doesn't fucking matter. She may settle
beta
for
monkey.
That. She may be able to, you know, look at society and look what fucking, you know, the social group she hangs out with and her friends that she hangs out with and be with a guy that is that guy. She doesn't really want it.
There's no such thing. Okay, I agree with you, but I don't think that there's such thing as beta and alpha as humans. There are people who are more docile, and then there are insecure people who want to overcome that and pretend that they're alpha. Every alpha person who calls himself an alpha is really a fucking shy, insecure nerd on the inside.
Weird. Where'd you say that?
Yeah.
Because I feel like you're trying to alpha me right now.
Yeah. I'm insecure.
By saying that to
I'm
my
insecure.
Face.
Yeah. I'm fucking dirty.
By
bro.
Saying that.
Yeah.
Dirty. Shannon, make it
Do you know how lucky you are that that was words and not just barking?
I heard a whistle. Shannon, make it black. I don't want any milk because the milk's bad. I mean, look, I don't know.
I just resent this whole beta alpha thing going on. Why do you resent it? It's dangerous and stupid.
It's not a...
Yeah.
I think that the alphas will eventually just kind of be deemed like...
It's such a jockish mentality. Yeah. Beta alpha.
That's just simplifying
a personality trait. And everyone in this room is an alpha in our own right. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, if you're a comedian and you stand up on stage, you command a room, you're a fucking alpha dog. I don't know what to tell you. And not only, like, it's the type of dudes. I know some comedians that aren't. You know what I'm saying? Like, the guys that are sitting here, I watch you guys on stage. You know, I would consider you guys... You know, in that moment to be fucking alpha dogs. And I guess from a technical standpoint, you know, you don't have to call it alpha beta, but, you know, as my good friend William Shakespeare once said, a rose by any other name would smell sweet. So
I can't argue with that. That's nice.
Shannon! Shannon! My producer, Shannon, answer me. Please come.
I think she's taking a whiz.
Are you peeing?
Yeah, that's such a hard thing to, like, settle on. Like, where, what do you do in a situation like that? Because you will just, you could.
I wouldn't
up,
have even rolled the window down.
Really?
No, oh, that's, no, what you, here's what you could do. You
I
can
wouldn't
mock
have stopped.
Him. You can keep the window up, right? Well, no, that's what you do. You,
have you seen that what, that video where the guy's screaming and yelling at the dude to roll down your window? I'll fucking kill you. And the guy is just lit, he's just standing there facing front. And he
videotaping
him,
yeah.
The guy in the driver's seat was the combat veteran.
Yeah,
and the guy outside was just being a lunatic, and he just sat there. And the longer that guy sat there and refused to do something, the stupider the guy on the outside looked. So by the time you're done with that video, you go, the guy that didn't roll down the window looked better.
Shannon, Graham's trying to challenge my alpha dude-ness, so I am this week's real ass dude of the week.
He's a real ass dude.
Punk rock.
It's punk rock. Yeah, I was just gonna say that. Is there a metal version of the song?
Shannon, he's a real ass dude. Make a note. We need a metal version.
More layers. You want layers. You gotta layers. I want the same guitar that every metal head that every metal version, song has, and I want the same yelling, unmelodic yelling that every metal song has.
It'll be 9 minutes
layers.
Long.
Yeah, 9 minutes
long. If an autistic guy can come on stage and shoot the guitar player halfway through the song.
Listen to me.
Fuck yeah.
That song was better than any punk rock song that's ever been written.
You know,
it was better produced. It sounds better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was like a slowed down kind of punk.
Yeah, it was good.
That
was actually good. Okay,
pop punk.
So that's what I say. Gentlemen, let's just take a moment to talk about one of our brand new sponsors, one of the best sponsors in the fucking world. And I mean this, Real S fans, go and get this product because I live by it now. Once I use this product, I couldn't turn back, and it's the Tushy bidet system, hellotushy.com. You know, you guys are, actually, Graham, you're not from this country, okay? You're from another country. In Canada, do they use bidets?
They do not.
Yeah, they're probably even more old school. They probably
use
like
drinking
dirt.
Fountains for black people. There's
a hole in the ground.
Is that a hole in the ground, they poop, and then they take dirt, and then they smush it on their butts.
Yeah.
Because they're fucking woodsy Canadians. That is a very old school way of wiping your butt once you're done pooping. Okay.
Right.
Here's the thing. In Europe, all over Asia, they use bidets. You see them all over the place, and people don't really get what it is, okay? And what a bidet does is it shoots water up your asshole, and it cleans your asshole after you poop, okay? Or your vagina, if you're a woman.
If you poop out of your vagina, like you women do.
If you want to avoid, look, dude, if you want to avoid a nasty yeast infection or some sort of UTI, got to clean the vag, especially if you have any poop near it, right? I constantly hear that from girls. If I'm going down on their ass, don't go to ass to vagina.
You go front to back.
That's a girl that's a beast in the bedroom.
Yeah.
She's got
health tips.
Right? Here's when you know you're fucking a girl who fucks a lot, right? When she says anything about don't touch her asshole, then her pussy. She's like, all right, she's been around the block a bunch. She's connected the dots. She's like, all right, that's a problem.
She's been to a couple Planned Parenthoods. What is this? It's very simple.
Okay. If she drinks cranberry juice or cranberry pills, like after sex, she's like, all right, this bitch.
Or while you're fucking, you're like, this chick's a huge slut. She's snorting straw.
Cranberry dust.
those are
a couple big ones. Or girls that pee directly after sex.
Right.
Which is the thing. Girls, if you're fucking, you should pee directly after sex because
most girls know that now. Most
that's
the
thing.
I've noticed that started happening in the past few years. Everyone gets up and goes to the bathroom.
There's some Facebook group that got that information out. The girls are like, guys, pee after you fuck, you're probably not going to get a UTI. But you know what also helps out with UTIs?
Bidet.
You're goddamn right. Because it washes it, okay?
Yeah.
So not only all that, everything we just said, yeah, obviously, you want to wash your butt, you want to wash your vagina, but this actually washes it with water, not just a dry, nasty piece of toilet paper like a piece
it's
of garbage.
It's crazy that we use toilet paper.
It's disgusting.
Dry toilet paper.
It's disgusting,
no
okay?
Listen, if a bird pooped on you, would you wipe it off with just a piece of paper?
You're right, exactly.
Or would you use water?
Stop using the hack tagline, okay, Zach? It's true, but it's you want to. This really gets in there and gets clean. And here's the thing: you were like, how the fuck would I even have a bidet system attached into my home? I'm not a fucking billionaire, okay? Yeah. I can't have that.
I'm not Shania Twain.
This is crazy, okay? No, you can get this in your home for a very, very affordable price, okay? And it's super simple to set up. I set mine up by myself. Ralph set up his by himself in 20 minutes. It attaches. If you have a tank on the back of your toilet bowl, it attaches right to the tank. Super, super fucking simple, okay? Washing with water prevents hemorrhoids, UTIs, eradicates dingleberry skin marks, and swamp ass. It's swamp ass season right now, motherfuckers.
It is.
95 degrees in New York City, humidity. Fuck that, dude. I sit on the tushy literally every single day just to wipe my ass, just to clean it before and after I do anything I do.
Does it dry it too, or do you have to have a towel nearby?
No, you just pat it dry a little bit with a little bit of
toilet paper
at the end.
You know what I do after I get out of the shower now is I wipe my ass because it's all wet still. And you know what? It's not clean. And I imagine that's what a bidet would do all day. You know?
Thank you, Graham. So
that's my 2 cents.
So here's the deal, guys. Yeah, we're giving you a discount on the Tushy system, okay? And really do this. I'm telling you right now, Real Ass fans, let fucking Tushy know we're bringing them some badass customers. And listen, if you don't like this, this is the craziest thing of all. It's a 60-day risk-free guarantee. You can shit all over this thing. Send it. You don't got to clean it. Send it back in a box.
Do not buy a refurbished one. Get a new one. This is in the Apple store.
Go to hellotushy.com/realass. hellotushy.com/realass. Or you can use the offer code REALASS for 10% off your personal butt butler. HelloTushy.com.
That's awesome.
Offer code REALASS, 10% off your Tushy.
I do want one of these.
Bidet. Yeah, go get them, guys. They're great. Before you leave the studio today, you guys got to use the Tushy bidet. It's right in there right now.
I didn't have a shit yesterday. I don't know what's happening.
Dude, don't shit. Just go use the bidet. Okay.
Just use it without, yeah.
Maybe it'll open up your butt a little bit.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Let's get back into it. Somalia. Who was talking about Somalia
Me.
Before you? Yeah. The Somalians. The only time we ever heard about Somalia.
The pirates.
Oh yeah.
That was the next iteration. That was kind of the next coming of the Somalis, right? With the Somali pirates. But when we were kids, they were those fucking ads you'd see on TV with the distended bellies, the little skinny, like on South Park. What's his name?
For $10 a month.
Yeah,
you
those
can
kids.
Help
a Somalian
kid with a
Starving Marvin.
Starving Marvin. Yeah. He was like the Somalian kid. That's what I always
thought they were Ethiopians.
They're both in East Africa.
It might have been a few countries.
Potato, patata.
Eritrea.
Don't say that to them. They get very hungry.
Yeah.
Could have been some Kenyans in there somewhere, too.
That always like would kind of make me feel bad as a kid, seeing those commercials for like the little fucking little African kids.
And meanwhile, your childhood is barely better than that.
It really was. Yeah.
I'm honestly like, you're a very impressive guy. Like where you came from, it's pretty nuts.
It is impressive. I think that I maybe I don't give myself enough credit.
Yeah.
But
you said that as you plopped down.
Hold
weight.
On, I need to turn myself back on. I don't give myself credit for having a personality trait. You know what I'm saying? I almost feel like...
You for sure have a personality trait.
I don't give myself credit for having a multiple personality disorder. No, but it's like it's a personality trait in me, right? So it's not like, having a hard, working hard or having like a, good work ethic.
You're also not a bad person. You're a nice person.
Yeah, but how am I going to get... I can't pat myself on the back for being...
And neither can your parents. They're dead.
I can't
their pat... Their hand goes right through them.
I can't pat myself on the back for being a, not a piece of shit. You know what I'm saying? Like...
Yeah, I know.
I mean, yeah, but it's kind of just expected.
And
you can pat yourself
I,
on your back for not being in jail, not being dead, and...
I don't pat myself on the back for that. I'm not supposed to. It's like the Chris Rock joke. It's I take care of my kids. It's like, you're supposed to take care of just a piece of shit.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know, like, I'm, I kind of hold other minorities accountable you know, because they don't fucking act right. And I, look, at the end of the day, I do give them a little bit of a pass. I get it. If you know, if you're a product of a shitty environment, you're raised by shitty parents, and you're being, you know, beaten from the time, you know, before you can speak, and you're being hit and abused and emotionally scarred. You know, it sucks, but at one point you have to fucking look in the mirror and hold yourself accountable. You know what I'm saying? And if you don't do that, and if we keep on just going, all right, well, I'm going to blame the parents, blame the parents, blame the parents, we're just going to continue to have a society where, you know, we have fucking, you know, violence and problems and fucking murder and all this other shit. And, you know, everyone keeps on trying to displace where that comes from. It comes from fucking shitty parents, but at the same time, you have to hold yourself accountable.
Yeah, you got to at some point, like, just look forward and be like, all right, I got to get the fuck out of this.
That's
and
it.
Stop.
Yeah, I mean, look, I did some fucked up shit in my teenage years. Like, I
agree,
stealing
but,
shit
but,
and fucking,
but, you know, yeah. But it's, you, minorities still deserve the same chances that everyone else gets.
What yeah, I think you know people I mean? Like to say, like, wow, I can't believe you overcame that, because it's so much more difficult for a lot of minorities, just, like, from the jump. You know, it's just harder in a lot of ways. But yeah, I agree with you, where it's like, well, you if you grew up that way, you see it, you just see life as that, and you go, well, I got to get the fuck out of it. I'm not going to stay here and do this.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's just part of like, you know, the path you're already kind of on.
But it was the thing where, you know, when I was very, very young, I remember just kind of looking at my mom on welfare, being like, that's not how I'd want to live my life.
Yeah.
You know, watching my mom, you know, beat me and my sister and be like, that's fucking wrong. That's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Like, just like the, just really, like, identifying very at a very young age, kind of my mind worked in this way where, I don't know, I mean, some people don't do that, though. Some kids are just hit and they go, oh, I'm hit, I was being bad, and then they grow up and they start beating their kids and they're abusive, and it just, but I don't know, I can't pat myself on the back.
Your sister's also not a shithead. She's like a normal.
Yeah, she is. But you know what's funny? Like, my sister.
She older or younger?
She's 2 years older than me.
Older, okay.
Yeah. Do you have older siblings?
One younger sibling.
Younger.
Yeah.
Like, an older sibling helps. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially if you're like an abusive, like, household. Because, you know, your mom, you know,
they
first.
Take all the hard shots?
Yeah. Because, like, look, your sometimes. Mom, you know, they know how to. She knows how to punch, like, you know, by the time she gets to you. You know, she knows how to not leave the bruises the way that. She'd probably leave them on my sister, you know?
Right.
But it's like, you know, they say, like, parents make mistakes with the first child, and then the next one gets it a little bit better.
Yeah.
So, you know. Or maybe she got better at abusing.
Right, yeah.
But if she got really fucking dope.
It.
Like, if you watch, like, the early tape, my mom was super sloppy when she was beating up my sister, and she tightened up her technique with me.
She got a phone book on the second one.
Yeah. Really improved.
Why use this wooden stick when I can use a pipe?
Yeah. Right. She did twice the training camp.
Yeah.
She brought in different sparring partners for this one.
She
was
She gets to the punchline way quicker. Yeah. The longer you're at it.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. It's not like. You know, being funny, like we pat ourselves in the back for being funny. It's like, that's a personality trait.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't fucking go like, oh my God, like, you know, that's not like a, you can hone your funny, right?
Right.
You don't become funnier. You never become funnier. Okay. I'm less funny today than I was in high school or like middle school. The funniest Louis J. Gomez was the eighth grade. Doing physical comedy.
Yeah, everything. Yeah.
I had no fucking boundaries back
hair,
then, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, crushing it with hair.
Yeah,
all
right.
I mean, but then once you start doing comedy and once you start writing shit, you start to try to compartmentalize your funny and thinking about your funny too much and putting it through all these fucking filters, then it just sucks. This is why I love podcasting, because I feel like podcasting is the closest thing to, like, middle school lunchroom funny that you can get.
Yeah.
Where you,
yeah.
like, literally just sit there and just fucking talk, and you forget about the microphones, and you just, like, popping shit with your friends and whatever.
It's, like, the most natural kind of way to do
it. Yeah, yeah. You know, where you're, you know, just, you're not overthinking it, you know? But my funniest, I mean, dude, eighth grade, fucking ninth grade, dude, I was the best.
Yeah.
I was the funniest fucking kid. Period. Nobody was funnier than me back then. That was it. And now everyone's funnier than me. I got to get back there. I got to get back to eighth grade, Louis J. Gomez. That was Drive. You talking about Drive, Graham?
Please. Oh, man.
Louis wasn't co-headlining that talent show.
Shannon, let's guess the news.
It's time for another edition of Guess the News.
I have to know more information. I shouldn't have read just this headline. From the headlines that I've read, this man is innocent. He is the victim.
Man, these guys don't know shit.
Now, us. Is weed illegal in America, right? In New York?
Yes.
Is weed illegal?
Yeah. Not in this room.
Yeah.
I think it's a citation now. I don't think you go to jail unless you have something else going on.
Oh. Yeah, pussy. Just smoke a little
unless
weed.
You're fucking tagging
I don't,
up the
I
wall.
Don't smoke during the day. I can't do anything.
It's not illegal to smoke either. It's illegal to smoke or possess weed in public. It's not illegal to smoke this weed right here. Right now, us smoking weed on camera is not against the law.
Inside your own home, it's not illegal?
Not illegal. There's no law that says you can't smoke weed. The law is you cannot possess weed in public. You cannot purchase weed. You cannot sell weed. They, you know, it would be, who knows how you got the weed? That's the idea. I was given a star of death by a fan last night.
Star of death?
What's that?
Yeah, the, you know, Joey Diaz.
The gummy
ones
edibles?
Diaz that I was on his podcast.
They're brutal.
They're fucking, yeah, dude.
Holy
gave me,
shit.
Last night he gave me one. I was fucking great, dude. I'm skateboarding all over the city. It's high as shit.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Man. You walked into the stand the other day and you had a tin foil thing full of chocolate. Yeah. Bunch of them, and you were like eating them like chips, and you're like, I got edibles. Want any edibles? You were eating more as you were saying that. I got edibles. Want any edibles?
Oh my god!
And then I was like, well, he's got a lot of. He's eating a lot. They can't be that strong. And I'm off for the night. And I was like, yeah, I'll have a. And then I got fucking high.
Yeah.
I was just
off one.
Yeah, I off one.
And he had like 12.
And he had like 12 eating them like popcorn. And I was just like melt. I went to. Fucking whiplash to hang out in the green room. I was like melting into the seat, and all these people are talking to me, and I can't say anything. And who's this retarded guy that you brought?
Yeah.
You know,
some people, so they hit people. I look, they hit me hard too, but it's
they don't. There's no way.
Well, when I get to about 30 or 35, they start hitting me pretty hard.
No, they hit me hard, but here's the thing. I think that
I remember I ate it, and I go and Dan. I was going with Dan Soder, and Dan Soder goes, "Don't eat that." And I was like, I ate it. And I was with Nick Novicki, who's a little person. And Nick ate it. That's why I ate it.
And then what did
Nick
he,
goes, Nick,
he
I
went into a coma?
I go, I don't know if I'm going to eat it. And Nick goes, I ate the whole thing.
Oh, no.
Nick and I were at just sitting.
Yusuf,
yeah,
these in my factory.
We were messed up.
There was no little person there.
Oh, right. Yeah. That would be great.
They do hit me hard, but I think I like the feeling, and I think other people get scared by the feeling.
Right.
Like, I go on a fucking little bit of a trip. I like it, because you don't want to know why? Because I smoke a lot of weed, so I feel like edibles are just a different type of high, and now that I've connected, you got to go really deep with edibles, in my opinion. Joey Diaz taught me this. If you go, like, 1,000, 2,000 milligrams, and really, like, you know, you fucking... You see the dark side. You hear voices at the end of the night.
Whoa.
Then you're going to really identify with what that body buzz is like. And now I can take, like, you know, 50, 100 milligrams pretty easily and feel pretty good.
Jesus Christ. But I'm having an anxiety
attack. It'll hit me very hard.
Just imagine 1,000 milligrams.
Yeah.
Like, we get
I
to
thought
the
I was going
to
die on 80.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't like that feeling.
But Joey smokes more than... I mean, no one can outsmoke Joey.
I mean, I will just smoke. I don't think people realize, like, how much I can smoke. At Skankfest this weekend, you guys are going to realize... how much I can smoke. It's going to be crazy.
I mean, I'm
planning on fucking... It's going to be nuts. I'm debating drinking again. We're going to talk about this after we guess the news.
You don't drink?
I haven't drank in almost a year and a half. I'm debating just drinking Skankfest weekends. But let's guess the news really quick. We'll make this a quick one because I don't know anything about this news story. More London Terror. London Calling... Something
another great punk rock song.
Mother, more punk rock. Yeah.
Imagine they had a metal
fan
version.
If he just finds out,
is there a metal version of London Calling, Shan? Can we guess the news?
London Calling.
that's not metal. You're talking about a very specific type of metal. You're talking about like thrashy, like fucking grinder metal.
You can just depart the parts of like metal that you make fun of. That's what like the parts of like. Punk that like metalheads make fun of, but just in the instruments. So you make fun of the voice, and then metalheads make fun of, you know, how simple the music is.
Yeah, you literally sound like a punk guitar when you do that.
Their guitar sounds like a metalhead's voice.
Yeah, imagine they went together; it would be the perfect melding.
Yeah, but like voice and instrument together.
Blink, blong. This is the metal version.
This is the original. This is
the original.
Yeah.
This is the metal. This is the metal version. Shannon, listen to me. I'm never going to threaten you with violence, but just realize that would have been the moment.
I searched metal. Okay, let's try
that would have been the fucking moment.
Try your best. Jeez.
No, stop it. Stop it. They can't have in a fucking...
That looked like a high school prom. Yeah. Some band.
Just forget it, Shannon. Forget it. I don't want you to pull it up anymore. It's making me so angry that you even...
Someone thought that was metal.
That's infuriating. Yeah. So, all right. So
it was loud.
Probably. So what happened with this... there's a new terror attack. Here's what I know. Here's the details, okay? It was another van being plowed into people. This time it was outside of a mosque. Okay. A mosque is a place of worship for your people.
I don't know what that means.
And what else? So they rammed into him. A person died. So my assumption, it's a retaliation for all of the shit that was
this
going
podcast.
On. You guys listening to the Real Ass Podcast. It's like, I can't do it anymore.
Here's the thing. I think that they should stop reporting on those things. I think that...
Why?
Because the only weapon they have... you have a larger chance of getting hit by lightning than dying from a terrorist.
So the only weapon...
And the only weapon the terrorist has is us reporting.
You're
until
an idiot,
they
dude.
Weaponize lightning...
They have AK-47.
If you don't report on these things, then they won't happen.
Graham, you're an idiot.
No, they are using the 24-hour news cycle against us.
Graham, you're a fool.
They know that we're gonna... It's one person
dies.
There's
a truth to that, but
no. If you will
the
cut the legs out from under them,
the only weapon they have
them.
Is the media, except for the AK-47s and vans that they're plowing
Listen,
into people. Two weapons.
It's not big enough. It's you're they're reporting on it, so they sell ads.
They said the
it's
same
not
thing.
Big enough. One
it
person
really
fucking
is.
Dies
it's Game of Thrones.
Crash.
It's how Game of Thrones
people
in real
died?
Life.
Who many people died on the highways? How many people died in the South Side of Chicago? Not reporting, but somebody drives into one like one person dies in a different country in a different continent. We hear about it. And you're
saying fuck England?
No, we're saying it's bullshit. It's fucking bullshit.
They
should stop reporting on that.
Yeah,
stuff.
They are stoking the fear flames.
The only weapon they have is to make us scared. It's such good value for your money. You kill one person, you make an entire Western world
pressure
really really
bombs.
Scared.
They also have pressure cooker bombs.
They said the same thing about the school shooting thing that was happening like years back when they were like...
Stop printing pictures of them.
Yeah, stop posting because it's just inspiring more to be like, I'll get on the news and
but
I'll
here's
be famous.
You are right, and I'm fucking around with you, but you're 100% right actually, Graham.
It's war...
But here's the thing. They have to... And I mean, they have to compete with The Voice. They have to compete with Game of Thrones.
It's
they have
true.
To compete with... So what's more interesting, right? If the news didn't have a bunch of death and a bunch of fucking terror and a bunch of fucking people trying to kill us... We wouldn't fucking watch the news. If it was just sunshine and happiness, like, nobody gives a fuck, right? But what sells? Terror sells, man. Okay? Terrorist sells. Terrorist sells.
Terrorist sells sell.
Lou's just doing slam poetry now.
Yeah. Terrorist sell sell. Terror.
Terrorist sell terror. Go, fly. You're 100%.
But then what's
right.
the alternative? Like, that kind of thing happens. People want to know. They go like, well... I'd like to know if this city is now a dangerous place to be, or
it's not a dangerous place.
Family
to be.
And friends.
London is not more dangerous.
What are you more likely to die? One death. You're right, dude. One death.
You are more likely to not look the right way crossing the street, get hit by a car in London as a tourist, than you are like it's not. It's one death. It's not
getting hit by like a car being driven by probably like a Muslim trying to kill people.
You know, I mean, you said that. I didn't.
Yeah. You step out like, that guy was killed, but he was hit by a bus. Now, look, it was an accident,
but
bus was hijacked in that moment, and he was going to drive it into a building.
Yeah. Those people aren't Muslims also.
What?
Those terrorist people, they're not Muslims.
They're not Muslims?
No.
I think they are.
The radical extremists?
Yeah,
they're not. They're just
they're
crazy
lunatics.
People.
No,
yeah,
you're not saying
they're stupid people. They're stupid, crazy people.
Shut up. Listen to me. You can't fucking... It is what it is, right? They're radical extreme Muslims, okay? Nobody's saying that. I mean, yes,
they're religious.
There are people.
You could say they started as
there are
Muslims
people,
and then became radical.
There are people that are categorizing it as all Muslims, and you're right, and that's wrong, okay? But at the same time, you can't go, it's not Muslims. They're just people. It's like, no, it's a very specific sect of the world, and if there's a very specific sect of people that keep on committing these acts, you have to look at that in an honest way, and you have to have a conversation about that. But just to go, okay, people.
But then you go back to what Graham just said, that it's still such a small number that you can't categorize Muslims as even close to being likely to do this or even like a significant portion
of
them.
Well, it's like
there's
nobody's saying that Muslims
like
are doing that.
Terrorists.
They're saying that those people are Muslims. If they are men, they are men. You can't go, they're people. Like, no, they're fucking men. Let's call a fact a fact.
In my opinion, they stop becoming Muslims when they start killing people.
Yeah, you depart from, like that group.
You're a murderer
of
now.
But I mean,
now they're super Muslims.
Are you actually? Are
super Muslims. Yeah,
I was raised Christian.
Form like
you're
Voltron.
Raised Christian, okay? Yeah. But I'm sure you actually probably know more than us about the Muslim religion because you grew up, with people that I'm assuming are of that faith as well, right?
You grew up in Los Angeles.
Yeah, I grew up in L.A.,
but there's a
Christian
ton of fucking
in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
No, but there's a ton of Muslims in Los Angeles, and there's a ton of
people.
No,
there are, and I have friends that are, but yeah, I mean, I'm not going to pretend to have a deep knowledge of the religion or anything like that, or, but...
You're not from, where are you from originally?
My
family's
from Lebanon.
Yeah, but the Lebanese...
Oh, you are
Lebanese.
I
am.
Is the largest...
I knew it.
Is the largest religion in Lebanon Christian?
It's by, like, a small margin now.
Dave Verhage is a Christian Lebanese...
Oh, is he?
Comedian.
Oh, I need to talk to him about that.
Yes.
The makeup of the government, at least, used to have to be more than 50% Christian, and then the rest was like Muslim, and then like Druze and a few other different things.
But it's a large percentage Muslim.
It is, there. Yeah. I think growing more. But the civil war that happened there in the 70s and 80s was a Christian. It was a religious civil war.
Whoa.
Christians and Muslims. That's why my family ended up in America.
That's why there's a bunch of Lebanese people
in Ottawa driving Hondas.
Mm.
Yeah. They wanted to get the fuck out.
But the point that I'm making, though, is because through your culture, your Lebanese culture, which you definitely have, you know, much more of an insight, I believe, than we would to that. I mean, you know, whatever. Look, I don't know, but my understanding is people that if you were following the Quran to a T, like a fucking extremist does, like, yeah, you can mercy kill your fucking sister for marrying a non-Muslim. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's in the Quran.
But
same thing on the other end. In the fucking Bible, they have fucking, you know, Abel going to kill his son on a mountainside. It's all crazy shit. If you are religious, first of all, if you believe in God, you're a silly asshole. Second of all, if you're religious to the point where you believe in God to the point where you're willing to go and hurt other people, you're a fucking psychopath. But I think we can't not... I think it's irresponsible almost to go, oh, we can't categorize it that way. It's a very lefty kind of liberal... you know, attitude to go like, oh, well, you can't call it that. It's like, no. If I was a detective on a police force, right, and I was examining all of the things, them being Muslim would be one of the factors that I would look for. And let's say I was looking for people that they were associated
with.
That would be one of the factors that I would look for, you know.
Fine. All I'm saying is in my personal opinion, they cease to become, once they start committing
murder.
I think it's
important that they make a distinction in the news between like people of the Muslim faith. I think they should just call them radical extremists because they don't do that with like white supremacists or anything else that commit the same types of crimes in America. They don't call them
radical Christians.
They don't do it. They just call them crazy people,
but is it in the name
criminals, and murderers.
Is it in the name of the religion?
That's my point.
I don't think it is, though. Because here's the thing, right? When guys from the KKK, and they will say, this radical white extremist, you know.
Don't say Christian extremists.
Yeah, they never
burn a cross. It's very religious.
But the basis of their beliefs come from the Bible. America is a white Christian nation. God wants America to be white. It's always God, Christian God.
I'm with you, but I just don't believe that they're doing it in the name of God. They're doing it in the name of
the
race. So it's just a little bit different.
But it's the same. It's tied to God in the same way those extremists are doing it because God and Muhammad and all these people like supposedly gave them, you know, this holy right, and it's their duty to take back Israel and take back the world and take back all these different things. Those white supremacists are doing the same thing. Why else would they be so motivated and passionate? It's religion.
Religious people are scumbags. And this is my mother told me when I was a kid. I was like, it always stuck with me. I was like 10 years old. I was playing on the street. My mom ran outside. I don't know, she saw something on the news. She goes, Graham, come here. I'm like, what? She's like, come here. I'm like, fine. She goes, I don't ever want to catch you in a mosque or a synagogue or a goddamn church before you're 18 because I don't want those racist, sexist, homophobic bastards brainwashing you. And then she just left. And I was like, okay.
What the fuck?
Your mom kind of nailed it.
And every time, like if we're watching the news and like someone's parents died or child died or something, and then this is like later or whatever. And my mom, they interview the parent, and they're like, the only thing that's keeping me together is knowing that my child is in heaven. And then my mom, I just hear my mom in the background, like, fucking lunatic. And I'd be like, mom, her kid died. Give her this. It's the only thing holding her together.
Fucking
jeez.
Crazy bitch. Yeah. Graham, turn that TV off. Stop being brainwashed.
Fucking horse shit. She's dead. She's rotting from the asshole.
Literally rotting from the asshole.
Literally.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, my God, that's funny.
So then you're not a religious person.
Yeah. Absolutely not.
No, my mom was a drug addict, and she ended up getting religious later on in her life, you know.
Well, that, you know, helps those people.
Yeah, yeah. But it's like, you know, look.
That's what religion is for.
They're,
she's doing great now.
Yeah.
The problem is, people that, this is what happens a lot, I think. People that are religious, they have this type of thing where they feel justified in whatever fucking sin they do because they can go back and talk to God about it or whatever the thing is. So they end up doing really, like, fucked up things. Their moral code is almost, like, weirdly thrown off because they can always go, like, oh, I can repent and I can just, you know, that's that. You know, that's kind of crazy. I don't have, like, anything where, like, if I do something fucked up to somebody, I have to live with that for the rest of my life. I have to go to that person. If I do something fucked up to you, I would have to literally go to you and apologize and have you fucking, you know. But according to God, I can do something fucked up to somebody and then I can just come and fucking do 10 Hail Marys and go speak to a priest about it, you know, drink some holy water or jerk off. I don't know what they do with it, but and then I'm fucking good. Dude, how hot would it be to jerk off with holy water?
How hot would it be?
As a lube?
You know what we're doing at Skankfest?
What?
I haven't even announced this yet. We're doing in the back patio. We're doing a confessional booth that a comedian's going to be in one side, and then the fans can come in anonymously and confess their sins. We're recording it as a podcast. We're releasing it as a series of podcasts.
That's such a good idea.
Skankfest Confessionals. So they can come in anonymously. You know, they talk about their sins, and then the comedian will have, like, Ari, will have Big J, and all the guys for shifts go in and then give them what they have to do in order to, you know.
Oh, that's such a good idea.
Yeah. Silly. It's going to be fun.
That's great. It's impressive.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm
the
thinking
comedian
about...
on the other side told me to have my girlfriend send him naked pictures. I think I know who it was on the other side.
Comedian on the other side told me to meet him and her in the bathroom with his girlfriend, have a threesome. Very strange.
And there was another lady in the booth with a horrible laugh.
Yeah. They said, bring cookies. I think... is it crazy that I might drink at Skankfest?
I don't know. I didn't know you'd stop drinking for a
year.
Why'd
you stop drinking?
Yeah.
I stopped drinking because I was drinking every single night, and just wasn't like it would.
Like you're just saying every single night, or literally every single
literally
night?
Every single night,
and getting like drunk.
No, I wasn't getting. Oh. I was getting I was getting very drunk.
Okay.
Every single night, it was never a problem. I would go home. I would go to sleep. Slur my words a little bit at the end of the night. You know, if I ever got like crazy, you know, I'd like really be a little slurry and stumbly, but nothing like, you know, more than anybody else who drinks at comedy clubs. Uh-huh. You know. I just work almost every night, and if you're at comedy clubs, for the most part, you drink for free or at a discount.
Right.
So, and I drink whiskey because I was trying not to drink beers because I'm doing the no carb thing. Mm-hmm. So I would be drinking just pounding whiskey, and then I'm like, I'm drinking like a half a bottle of whiskey every single night, every night. So just for health reasons, I was like, yeah, why am I doing it? I don't even like it that much. I smoke weed. That's what I like.
And there was no like middle ground. It was in off or on type thing.
That's kind of how
Americans
I'm extreme.
Americans are very extreme. It's like they are all sober or drunk. There's no like regular drinkers.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Well, that's
everyone's fucking sober in America. Like I stopped.
It's, right.
You know.
That's who I am. But that's the way I am with food.
Yeah.
It's the way I am with, you know, the alcohol, the drugs, everything.
Is there more a moderation in Canada? You think people are
fucking alcoholic lunatics there for sure. I'm not gonna say they're not, but like
you just told me about an Asian skateboarder parking lot fight. Go fuck yourself.
What does that have to
do? In a fucking race war with weapons and judge us because we have no moderation. Suck a dick.
So it's not as extreme there.
You don't hear as many people go like I'm sober. Like people go, I'm cutting down. I don't drink as much anymore,
right? And then those people end up being fine.
Yeah,
right.
But here it's like I'm sober. I don't drink anymore at all.
Yeah, but it's been a year and a half, or it's it'll be.
Which is I'm not trying to say drink or whatever. Like who cares? I'm just good for you. You're probably way healthier.
I
mean, drinking's not good for your body.
Do it for the weekend, right? Yeah. If I just come back and I just have a few drinks.
So let me ask you this though, because it seems like you're kind of like on the fence, but why? Are you worried that
because drinking
drink,
is fucking awesome?
Well, it's fun, but are you worried that you'll drink at Skankfest and then you'll just keep going? Are you worried like, oh, it's going to be hard to stop again?
Because I don't want to. I guess that's my concern is because I am like extreme, and once I do it once, I might give myself the excuse to do it again.
Yeah.
But I don't really want to, so that I'm kind of going like that's the other. I'm in a different place in my life where I'm kind of doing what I want now for the first time in my life, like. I wake up and I kind of do what I want, you know, whether it's work, the people that I'm hanging out with, my friends, relationships, you know, and I'm not really going into any jobs or gigs that I don't like anymore. I'm not doing fucking crowd warm up or writing in some shit show that I don't like.
Yeah.
The shit that I'm doing, I really want to do. And I don't really want to drink. I went out with a girl last weekend and she was going to have a beer. And that's why I think I like this chick because... I was like, oh, I haven't drank in a year and a half. And she goes, she was like, come on, have a drink with me. And I was like, what? She's like, yeah, who gives a shit? Don't be a pussy. And I'm like, I like her.
Yeah.
I like her. Because most people, right? Most people are like, oh, no, no, you can't do it. I won't have a drink. I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
And she's just like, yeah, come on, have a drink. Let's fucking be assholes.
Yeah.
And there's just something fucking great about that.
Yeah, that's something that's, refreshing. That's your personality.
Yeah.
You're going to kill each other, but it'll be fun.
Probably. Yeah. It'll be good.
You'll both be dead in 18 months. Yeah. Just do heroin. Don't be a fucking pussy. Fine.
Did you guys keep doing like the potato, like whatever?
Yeah,
I try not to do it.
Yes, we did, Graham.
Yeah,
but you didn't.
That's how Canadians talk.
You didn't
about
end up having a potato. Drink, what did she say when you were like, "No, I'm really not going
to
do it."
No, I was like, "I won't." And then she ended up not, and she was fine with it. But now she's going to come to Skankfest, and she was like, "Oh, we're going to get fucked up this weekend." And I was like,
"Okay, so it's sort of this is partially
the
for
classic
her.
Gomez love story."
This is partially for this girl.
No, it's not for a girl.
Yes, it is a little bit more than a little bit.
No. It's not for a girl. It's just it is. But
there you go.
It's not for a girl. But I'll tell you right now, I did this before with cigarettes. I remember I dated a chick that smoked cigarettes once, and I went back to smoking cigarettes because we just make out and she would taste like cigarettes and fucking smoking cigarettes is just awesome.
Yeah.
If anybody who used to smoke at one point, you just know it's fucking great.
Yeah, it's the best.
The fucking you still smoke?
I quit.
Gotta quit, right? Yeah. It's over. It's not worth it. But
I
it's awesome.
A lot of years in though, and I loved every fucking
love
one.
It.
They were the best.
You feel like the man. It's cool. Yeah. You're a cowboy.
Yeah.
I don't have an addictive personality. I'm lucky. But like I've been smoking like 4 cigarettes a week for like 15 years.
I think that's literally, there's no problem with that. I don't think that health-wise.
I asked my doctor and he made fun of me. He's like, you don't smoke.
That's great.
You know, I was like, you smoke? I'm like, yes, I do. Like, how many packs? I'm like, 4 cigarettes a week. He's like, get the fuck
that's
out.
That's like barely a pack a month. Yeah. Barely.
That's hilarious.
That's hilarious. That really
yeah,
is.
Yeah.
You don't smoke. No, he smacks you across the face. The fuck out of my office.
I'm a combat veteran.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, right.
I go extreme. So that's what I did quitting cigarettes. Like I was just like, boom. Yeah. Like cold turkey. Not let me try some crazy thing. Let me try to wean myself off. I mean, I'm extreme. Right now, I'm back on my fucking keto diet, so I'm not
doing.
I'm doing like no fruit. I'm doing like straight up like no sugar, but like no like
you
no vegetables with
person.
Color in them.
I will. I come. I just moved back, but I used to come to New York like every 6 months or whatever, and every 6 months, Lewis would be a completely different, have a different body. Yeah. He just one day like he'd be fucking eating. Like a hamburger with lettuce, and then the next time I see him is just eating a baguette, dipping it in butter. I'm like, what is this? It's just a balloon of a man. I'm like, what happened?
Come on, do you want this bubblegum baguette?
What a roller coaster your tummy's on.
You just keep on chewing it. It's the greatest piece of bread I've ever had in my entire life.
I'm only on fried foods.
All fried. Like fried
more
bread.
Vegetables. Fried water? Just breading with water in it.
But you are you're an extreme guy. Like you're either ripped or you're fat.
Yeah.
And it's like just hilarious.
But that's great.
One day, like I remember you were a personal trainer and then I came back and
I was
you
never
were
a personal
just,
trainer.
Yeah, you were.
No, I was selling gym memberships.
Oh.
But I was just shredded. I looked like a personal trainer.
Ooh, yeah. Right. Remember that personal trainer liked me when I came to work out once?
Which
your friend? When I like had to move, like the next I was getting
Which
deported.
Which one? Was she hot?
Yeah.
I don't remember. I remember this kind of.
It's one of these things where it's like, no, she would have never hit on me if I wasn't moving.
Yeah.
When you're leaving a city, you give off this like.
Yeah.
Don't
then,
care about.
Yeah, and their head's like, well, it doesn't count because he doesn't live here, and I'll never see him again.
Yeah, and then there's also, I think it's the thing that you're giving off, right?
Yeah.
You're almost giving off the I can't set up shop. Vibe, right? I'm gone, right?
Yeah.
So you have this thing. That's why, like, every time, like, I used to go on the road and get pussy almost all the time, like on the last night, because there's this energy you put out.
Yeah.
That it's like I'm fucking out of here. So it's like it's almost like an I don't care. Like the you know no
you
more.
Gave up.
Yeah. I'm unattainable.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, but now I want it.
There's this thing, this unattainable. You're fucking riding off on a horse into the fucking sunset.
I think it's because you're not trying anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's sometimes it's a little bit of all those things, and then it's just so appealing on a few levels that they go, I want to have that.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have a girlfriend, Nick?
I do now, yeah.
Yeah. How long have you been with her?
Like a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys going to have sex or?
Yeah, we do that sometimes.
That's awesome, dude.
Every once in a while, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to fuck you right now. Whoa. And then she goes, okay. Dirty talk. And then other times she goes, nah, leave me alone. And I go, all right. And I walk back in the living room.
she's very alpha and then switches.
She is, can be pretty alpha.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Sometimes she's like, you know, you're the fucking chick in this relationship. I'm like,
oh, that hurts.
Sometimes it's true, though.
And then she videotapes you getting smacked by a big bearded right. war vet.
You got to hit her, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to let her know what the fuck's up.
Yeah. It's good advice, you guys. Yeah. Punch her right in the fucking head when I get home.
Punch her in the goddamn
listen,
nose.
Bitch.
For a first time guest, Graham really gets the show.
Yeah. Me and Graham know each other
I've known
very,
Lewis
very
for
time.
Almost a decade, yeah. which is crazy.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good friends. That's cool. Good friends. All right. We're going to get some fucking some questions off. Let's do
good
it.
Good friends.
Give me a fucking answer.
How long is this podcast? 4 hours.
Give me a fucking answer. I'm asking you for an answer. It's a question.
No, more fun. Yeah.
All right, here we go, guys. Real Ask Question segment. Usually we'll post it on Facebook the day of the show, Mondays and Wednesdays, so post your questions about anything and everything. Or you can go to gomezcomedy.com and submit your questions in the contact section. Randy Hinkle wants to know, did any of you guys ever consider serving in the armed forces? Graham? Canadian fucking Mounties or whatever? What do they have it?
We have a long
Navy?
Canada has a long, proud.
So I imagine they just have a Navy? History.
Yeah.
You have to butt fuck each other in order to get in.
My cousin fought in Afghanistan.
For Afghanistan.
Yeah. We're fighting the Americans.
A traitor.
I wouldn't unless it was like I just don't believe in the politicians. I wouldn't do it unless it was like World War II and there was like World War II's so great because it's like Nazis. They're bad. We know they're bad.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. That's the side you were going to fight for.
Yeah.
Oh,
weird.
But, like, I mean, I would never fight in the Iraq war. I think it was horse shit. So rich guys can get rich and kill people. I'm not going to die for a rich coward. I'm just not going to do it.
Yeah.
Vietnam is horse shit. It's all using poor people to make money. It's bullshit.
Right, you fucking Canadian. We get it.
Yeah.
We get it.
Americans are greedy. We get it.
No. Your politicians are tricking poor people.
All right. Let's fucking move on. Nick, will you ever join the armed forces?
But I respect the troops. I don't think the troops are the problem. I think there's the odd Yahoo that goes over there to kill people.
Oh, my sure. Christ, Graham. We get it. Yeah. Nick, would you ever join? Just it's typically a yes or no on these question segments.
I'd like to hear more from Graham.
Well, I'm not just going to say...
Well, here's the deal.
I'm not just going to say no.
Yeah, it is it's hard to just
now,
say yes.
No, obviously, I know, but
I think it would take a lot.
You're just still going, Graham.
It would take a lot, you know, for that. But yeah, I don't think I would.
Yeah. Zachy?
It'd have to be like a Nazi situation.
Ever consider it?
No.
No.
No matter what.
My dad tried to get... My dad was in the Coast Guard, and he would like really pushed it, and there's no way.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
No. But what if it's like a Nazi situation like that? World War III?
I could see that. If it was like a threat to freedom and like way of life.
Freedom
for
us.
Yeah, like all of Europe has now been taken over by some Nazi-like thing, and you're like, fuck, we
should
kinda
fight Donald
to.
Trump if it's a threat for freedom.
Oh, my God. All right, Graham. We get it. Graham, we're not, you know...
I just got my Greek card. I can't talk shit like that.
Yeah. I thought about it. I thought about it when I was in the ninth grade. I joined the Naval ROTC.
Okay.
And then I called my...
I think it's a good age to do that kind of stuff.
My sergeant, or whatever he was, I called him Buddy once. And I was like, all right. I was like, nah, Buddy, or something like that. And he was like, what? And he was like a straight-up military dude.
Yeah.
And I was like teaching him, like, I was treating him like a teacher. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, that's a different world. You can't just let anybody go in there. You can't let some smart-mouth Puerto Rican go in.
It's probably good for you, though.
No. I quit. Oh. I quit after a semester. I was good. I was joining the orienteering team, though, which I really enjoyed. Was like, you'd go into the woods, and they'd give you a map and a fucking compass, and you'd have to
that's cool.
You know, find your way around and find different checkpoints.
Yeah.
That was kind of cool. I learned how to use a compass.
But that was really it. So there was a small moment for a couple weeks where I was like, oh, I could do this. Kind of, I like the uniform. It was kind of cool. And then as soon as I had to deal with some sort of authority and people telling me how to think and act, I was like, fucking beat it, faggot. I'm out. I'm not on your side.
That's your official resignation letter. Beat it, faggot. St. Louis J. Gomez.
Poetic.
Let's see. John Amato wants to know, do you have any insider tips for fans going to Skankfest? Do we need to get a seat super early for the big shows? Insider info. Yeah, get to the fucking shows early. If you want to see a show, I'd get there 15, 20 minutes beforehand because it's going to pack up. Once the afternoon hits in on Skankfest, you guys are going to be fucking packed in like sardines. You know, luckily, we're moving over to a larger space once 8 o'clock hits. We're doing a skank parade where everybody from the festival is going to parade over to the other venue, which is just a few minutes walk away. And I'm going to say get to the shows you want to see at least 20 minutes early. The big shows at night, the headlining shows and all over at the Gantry Loft and at... you know, the Naked Roast and the headlining shows and goddamn Comedy Jam. I think you guys will be good for that. But at the Creek, believe me, get to the shows fucking early because you won't be able to see them because it's going to be packed.
Be hot shows.
I wish I was in town for that, man. That sounds
it's going to be crazy. It's just a party. It's a party. Don't worry. Look, guys, don't worry. You're going to see a lot of comedy and you're going to get fucked up and you're going to party and you're going to give high fives to everybody you
love. I'm upset I'm not going to be there for it either because I'll probably get so much puss from this podcast.
The puss is fucking...
Yeah. You'll be fucking your way through next
puss.
Week.
We were going to name this. We're going to name this podcast the Pussy Podcast.
Cool.
All right. Let's see. Austin McCollum wants to know, why did LeBron James wait so long to finally shave his head after he got 3 huge gashes on the back of his head from transplant surgery?
Very good question. I was wondering the exact same thing.
I figured that a bald guy would have something to say about this. I don't know what the fuck is this. Can you pull up the picture of,
He got hair transplants, and they have to cut the back of your head and transplant the good hair to the front, and he got that done, and he's got 3 scars, or I think at least 1 very noticeable one in the back of his head. Obvious
signs. And he still kept losing his hair around it?
Well, it replaces the part that fell out, and then a new place falls out. Yeah. And then you look ridiculous.
Oh, right there.
Look at that.
Yeah. Gross.
That's how that shit works?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So now he shaved it. I think he just...
The only
hair transplants I've ever seen on an athlete are Wayne Rooney.
I don't even know who. That's probably a hockey player.
Women don't want a fucking full head of transplant hair.
No, I agree.
They want to
look. You can always tell.
You just want a fucking bald dude.
Yeah.
Shannon, what do you want on top of you? A fucking dude? You're lying there on your back. You're ready to get fucking smashed. This is my friend Shannon, not the person who works for me. You ready to get smashed?
That's just workplace harassment if it's the person who works for you.
No, it's my friend. I'm talking about you as my friend right now. This is the loophole.
Yeah.
Shannon, so what do you want? You want a guy who has got fucking hair transplants like a fucking bitch? Or do you want a guy who just shaves his head at Equinox every day?
I'd rather a shaved head. I actually kind of prefer shaved heads in
general. Exactly. It's sexy. Yeah.
You know what means you have elevated level of testosterone if you're balding.
Woo!
Whoa.
That's why bald guys have hairier bodies and stronger jawlines. And higher libidos.
Bro, yeah, my libido is fucking... Dude.
I know.
How do you know? You say you never tell.
I know.
What was that? I can't stop fucking. I know.
A little minx.
Here we go. I don't know, man. Women don't want that. Women want to fucking do it with a little bit of confidence. You're also a black guy, dude. Blacks look great with shaved heads.
Yeah, he should have shaved it a long time ago.
I bet he's got a good head.
Yeah, when he posted that photo.
No, Jordan head. Jordan had the best head.
Let me see LeBron's head. Has he ever shaved his head? I'm sure he has, right?
He just did. He just revealed it.
But he just gave up and shaved his head. I didn't even notice. I just thought it was like him at the gym or wherever he posted it. And then the caption, I was like, oh, yeah, I guess he's shaved.
Yeah, he looks fucking good.
He looks the same. Yeah. It was so close cut anyway.
Yeah, you don't even fuck. It's a black guy. Is it his hair? Is it his skin? Yeah, I have no idea.
It looks so much better.
It looks better, yeah.
You have tattoos on
that
head.
Now you can see those scars like clearly.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it now just kind of looks like he's hardcore. Every time you see a black guy with scars on his face, you're like, oh, that guy was in some shit in the subway somewhere.
Yeah.
Restaurant.
Looks like New Jack walking backwards into a room.
Shit. All right, last question. Here we go. All right, this is actually a good question. Dave Martinez wants to know, how do you get by without a job? Would you rather be broke as fuck or work a job you hate? Good question. You know.
Well, I think you...
Wait, do they have a job?
We have jobs.
Yeah, we all have jobs.
What's this guy talking about?
Yeah.
He assumes
we're all just broke as fuck. And
I don't remember if Dave's a Dave might be a comedian. I don't know if he is.
It sounds this sounds like a young comic wanting to figure out how
to get by without a job. Yeah, that's what I think.
How to quit the day job.
It doesn't even matter though whether he's a comedian or not. I kind of have this like, you know, this is what I believe in life. Okay, if you're not happy doing your job, right, quit. Just fucking quit right now. You will figure it out. I promise you.
You're gonna get another shitty job if you don't have a plan. You gotta make a plan and then quit your job. Quit your job, yes, but trying to figure out what you want to do next, and then work towards it.
You just think, walk in tomorrow. Like, you answer this guy's question right now, and he just walks into his job tomorrow and goes, "I quit."
Yeah, and I'll tell you why.
What if he has like $20 in his bank account?
It doesn't matter.
Then what?
I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because you will naturally figure it out. I promise you, you're not gonna starve. And I promise you, if your goal in life is to do what you love and you're saying, hey, I'm just going to do what I love every single day, you will figure out how to pay your bills. You will figure out how to eat. It is naturally built into us. We are designed that way. Everyone in this room, we've all been paying our bills, right? We don't know a single person who has starved to death, right? Nobody in this room knows a person who couldn't come up with enough money to feed themselves. Nobody in this room really knows anybody who's legitimately fucking homeless. It's a special type of fucking shithead that's homeless, that is literally living on the streets. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they're mentally insane.
Yeah, usually, right?
Yeah, but shitheads. No,
there's a reason.
Insane.
They're shitheads.
The government failed them.
Government schmoverment. Yeah. God, you're such a fucking cuck. Listen to me. The reason that we don't know, and we know a lot of shitheads, and we know a lot of people that are fucking idiots and that don't do the right thing, right? But the reason we've been able to figure it out, all of us, is because that's how human beings are built, okay?
Yeah.
So the advice that I have is, if, you know, especially if you don't got kids, you don't own a fucking house, you know, do it now.
Then you're
get
free
the fuck out now.
But
you're free.
Sometimes those guys do that, though, but we don't see the behind the scenes where they go, I quit my job, and then, like, you know, a few months later, they weren't able to pay rent or take care of bills, and then they had to get another job, like the shitty one they wanted to quit in the first place.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, now he's that bagging happens. Groceries.
But it's still, like, I agree with you, though.
He's got a worse job.
It still puts you...
I was an architect.
This is way worse than my other job with health benefits.
You gave me the worst advice I've ever had in my life.
Yeah, you never had a good job to quit, Lewis.
That's not true. That's great jobs. I've had jobs making six figures. I've had
really?
Yeah.
Wow. Doing what?
When I was selling Equinox memberships.
You made $100,000 a year selling Equinox.
I'm not 90, but if you consider what I made with comedy at the same time, I made over $100,000.
Jeez.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit puts you on the path to get to where you want, though.
Yeah.
When you're like, quit the safety net job and then, you know, just float free for a while. And then if you have to get a shitty job, waiting tables or bar, you're at least heading towards that.
Yeah.
As opposed to being like comfortable in this cocoon, you know.
Well, you don't want to get a job that fucking that you have to be emotionally connected to if you don't love it, right?
I had it.
I think you can wait tables and then disconnect from it, go home and do whatever you love. Yeah. You want to fucking paint murals or whatever it is that you do.
It'll drive you to work harder at the other thing,
comedy
or music or whatever the fuck it is.
But if you go and get some cushy job that you fucking, you know, that's like, oh, this has benefits and it's good money and I don't completely hate it, it's like, that's going to end up fucking.
I had a job with the Canadian government in Budapest, Hungary. And my parents are like, oh, you got a great job. Like, everyone's proud or whatever. And I made good money. But I hated it. And I quit it. And I was a waiter at a Halloween-themed restaurant in New York within, like, 8 months. to do comedy. You know what I mean?
You got my dream job?
Which is also not true.
Halloween restaurant? Zach went to the
Also
the
fiction.
I leave a meat-sized hole in the wall. I didn't know those two words went together.
It's just every dessert is candy corn. Fuck is that? All right, this has been a good show, man. You guys are fucking great.
Yeah, this was fun.
Yeah, man. Follow these guys on Twitter at Nick Youssef, YOUSSEF.
Yep.
Perfect.
Perfect.
At Graham K Comedy.
Yeah, Graham like the cracker, K like the letter, comedy.
Yeah, bitch. Yeah. Graham K Comedy. Zach is not funny at Lewis J. Gomez. I am Shannon Lee. Great show today, boys.
Thanks, dude. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having me. That's it. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, we'll see you guys on Wednesday. Two more white friends. Another day in paradise, babies. Check in a bit.
You being Christian makes you
care of it, and that's all, folks.